flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Om Shanti. Someday my blood would run in the veins of some unknown soul, as run the rays of that distinct sun through some field with an endless roll. That humble blood of mine, with the seeds of morality sowed once, on that noble day fine, shall silently bind me with one of his sons. So small an act kind, but still fills up the heart with calm pride. A song so sweet to find on the rhythm of love that rides. One day would I meet my blood somewhere in some stranger's guise, I would be. It would be when, as this thought surges within and out of nowhere, I fear what birds would fly over my tree then. This undisturbed joy within my breast, I am trying to spill out through my words. A bird is leaving its family nest for an unseen voice divine. It has heard. Alone for my joy, let me weep and sob silently with a contented feeling. For even after my eternal sleep in that blood of that unknown being, I shall be living. This is one of the poems written long back, 5th September 1997, after blood donation. Every small act of kindness, every small act of giving, brings joy. It is not about what you give, it's about what you achieve after giving that matters. The giver and the gift becomes one. to whom it is given is immaterial. The very act of giving is joy. When, how, to whom, doesn't matter at all. Small acts of kindness they join together and create a rainbow of joy. The silent act of giving is much, much better than the chit-chat battalion. In today's Murli, which is the last in the series, there are 7 Murlis on renunciation. 7 points of renunciation. The first, renunciation of body consciousness. The second, renunciation of sense slavery. The third, renunciation of relationship. And fourth, renunciation of waste. So these are the 4 important Murlis. One Murli devoted to one topic. And then there is one Murli where 2 things are discussed. What is renunciation of what, and the difference between great renunciation. 5th, 6th, and today is the last, the complete renunciation. So Baba started with renunciation of body consciousness, 1st chapter. 2nd chapter, renunciation of sense slavery. The 3rd chapter, renunciation of relationship, where Baba discussed about attachment and aversion. The 4th is renunciation of waste. The 5th was renunciation. The 6th was great renunciation. And the 7th is complete renunciation. The difference between renunciation and great renunciation Baba talked about 3 types of expansion or 3 types of pravritti: laukik, body, and seva. Both of them have given up the laukik tendencies, the laukik attachments, renunciate and great renunciate. But renunciates are still struggling with body consciousness, whilst the great renunciates have already given up the body consciousness, but they are trapped in service. I should be given more importance. They have become VIPs. But instead of making souls God-loving, they have made soul great soul lovers. And today is the last Murli in the series, the 7th. The complete renunciation. Sarvanshutyagi. So there are 9 points here. What does complete renunciation mean? Complete renunciation means the sky is clear. Complete renunciation means no longer the clouds of vices linger. The boat is empty. Anybody can come and pass through. The vices are gone. the mind, the thoughts, the words, the actions. Have crystallized and purified. So that's the first sign. Voicelessness. The second is they are world benefactor. The third, they are great donors. They donate and they take initiative in this. The fourth is they are embodiment of virtues, holy swans. They are not busy in sorting pearls from stones, but they are naturally attracted towards nectar. The fifth is they are responsible souls. Responsibility is not about duty. It's love in action. It's not about following a set of rules, but it is converting labor into love. The next is sixth. They have one unified opinion, Ekmat, Ekras. It's not that this person and that person, everyone is mine. That unified and collective consciousness. The next is, they are like a wish-fulfilling tree. Phalswarup, fruitful. IW, IMA, Icha, Matrama Vidya. They don't need anything for themselves. The desires are dropped. A tree was asked, how do you give so many fruits? The tree said, because my roots are deep and expectations low. My roots are deep and my expectations are low. That's why I'm able to give fruits. The next is, they also are mentally very fit, mandurust, very healthy. Spiritual health, physical health, emotional health, mental health, social health, financial health, spiritual health. Spiritually healthy means manmanabhav, mind is stable. Emotions are well controlled. There is no sudden outburst of emotions. Situations come and situations go. You know that you are not indispensable. The world was existing when you were not there, and the world will continue to exist. Even without you in future. And things come and things go. Persons will come and persons will go. Nothing is permanent. Relationships would be formed and relationships would be broken. The world is like that. The trees will grow and trees will fall down. Things will come and things will go away. You will have friends and you will have enemies. You will have criticism, critics, and opposers, and you will have friends. Everything is just a bubble. You cannot sit down and spend time in mourning, in weeping, in repenting. Life is a cosmic joke. Laugh it off. You cannot sit down. And throw away such a beautiful life into the darkness of sobbing and crying and get drowned in the ocean of tears. You are here to rejoice. You are here to laugh off. You are here to walk without burden. A bird asked a monk, "Why can't I fly?" The monk said, "Drop the burden and you will fly." The more you carry, the more you cling to the ground. This clinging to the past, this clinging to the ground, this clinging to the objects, to persons and relationships, they drag you down. Throw off and rejoice. So mental health, spiritual health, Ichcha Matram Avidya, desirelessness. A devotee is worshipping God in the path of devotion and Lord Shiva appears. And God asks, "What do you want? Tell me." The devotee said, "I do not know what to ask. You decide. You tell me." God says, "Ask for desirelessness. The blessing of desirelessness. That I should not have any desire. And then you will get everything." That's another thing. The eighth point is Mahabhog. Baba said, "You have complete 7-day course of renunciation. Now it's the time for Brahma Bhojan. But this time, who will offer?" So Baba wants Brahma Bhojan from you. But which? Complete surrender. You offer yourself. Nothing less. I ask you from yourself. Give me you. Not your things, not your objects, not your gifts, not your food. I don't need those things. I need you. This is called Mahabhog. I need you on the platter. Absolutely raw and roasted. Untempered. Offer me yourself. Surrender is like the flow of the river. It moves so swiftly and smoothly without resistance. No resistance. It has no complaint about the rock which has suddenly come in between. It has no complaint about the sand which is trying to obstruct its path. It has nothing to do with sudden storm and tempestuous storm. It has nothing to do with the trees which are coming in between. It has no complaint about the people who are coming and washing their clothes. It has no complaint about it. It is not rejoicing if somebody is offering flowers. It will carry even the dead body. It is no resistance, no argument, no debate. It is not sitting at one bank and waiting to listen to its praises. Oh, the villagers are so happy. They are coming and worshipping the river. It has no time to wait. It knows to move. Surrender has nothing to do with those who praise and those who insult. They both are same. Surrender is like that meandering river. It moves and on and on and on. If there are rocks, it moves above the rock. If there is a huge mountain, it will go by the side of the mountain. It doesn't resist, it doesn't oppose, it doesn't flight, it is not in conflict. It is. So offer yourself. I don't need your laptop, nor your money, nor your gifts. Nor any worldly thing you bring. I need you. So that is Sarvanshatyag. And the last, flying bird. Don't be like a parrot. Bird, the ascending stage. Just fly. Give up the twigs, the branches. Mera, mera. This is mine, that is mine. What is mine and what is yours? In the path of devotion, they say that God laughs on two occasions. The first occasion when the physician says to the patient and his relatives, don't worry, I'll save you. The God laughs, I am going to take his life. The second time he laughs is when the two brothers are standing and one brother says, this is your land and this is my land. And God says, the whole world is mine. So what is yours and what is mine? Just a bubble. So these are the 9 points about complete renunciation, the final and the 7th chapter in the book of renunciation. The Bible of Renunciation. Beginning, Chapter 1, Body Consciousness. Chapter 2, Sense Slavery. Chapter 3, Relationship. Chapter 4, Waste. Chapter 5, Renunciation. Chapter 6, The Great Renunciation. And Chapter 7, The Complete Renunciation. Means, first, vicelessness. The sky is clear and the boat is empty. Second, world benefactor. Third, the great donor. Fourth, Gunmurt, embodiment of virtues. Five, you are responsible, embodiment of support, unlimited embodiment of support. The next, Ekmat Ekras, unified. Consistent in stage instability. The next, fruitful tree. You can imagine yourself as a tree. You can imagine yourself as a tree. There was one documentary film long back where the girl turns into a tree. Cheluvi. That's some Telugu film. Kannada film. Telugu, Kannada, everything is same for us. So there's a girl who gets the blessing of getting turned into a tree. So they chant a mantra and she turns into a tree. And then there are flowers. Her sister, her friend collects the flower and they sell in the market. Then somebody gets to know. And then somebody comes and when she is tree, somebody cuts the wood. And she is wounded, half tree, half female. So very poignant movie, Cheluvi. And last, so this, Phalswarup, Mahabhog and Flying Bird. Om Shanti.